the edition of Blister Podcast, blister57.com, .com. It's your latest podcast, you better get this shit done, better make it last. I got here, motherfucking blister from the past. 57 favorite weapon, yeah, we shaving off seconds. He's not wrecking the set, but he can talk about the technology, the monstrosity. He's telling the news you need, and if you wanna lose some sleep, you tune in. We got the Brad, the Bone, and the Glenn.
All right, welcome to Bills 57 Podcast, episode 19, coming from Melbourne, Australia. On Skype, we have Jay Scholes and also Glenn from FP Gaming. How you going, guys?
Hey, how's it going, Brad?
I'm going well, mate. And also we have Glenn. How you going, Glenn?
Yeah, it's going good.
Going its way, mate. On the show, we'll be speaking about...
Yeah, I'm doing well.
That's okay. Okay, also on the show, we'll be talking about the iPad. Jay's going to give us his views, and also Glenn. And also something about Tech Webcast, Jay. You want to explain to people what's that about, mate?
Oh yes, I have a special announcement Tech Webcast.
Yep.
On March the 18th, we are going to do a very special segment from Las Vegas, Nevada, for Tech Webcast. We are staying at the Area Hotel and Casino. They just had their opening in December of last year. And it's a very technologically advanced hotel, and I thought it would be a great addition to Tech Webcast.
Cool. Sounds good, mate. Sounds good. And what sort of things will you be covering?
Oh, a lot of the coverage I plan on doing is about how technologically advanced we are today, and you know, just some overviews of this hotel. 52-inch LCD panel, LED backlit TVs in every room. You're talking about over 1,000 rooms. Remote control like no other. You have a remote control on your bedside that controls the TV, the toilet, the bed, the lighting, the windows, the tinting. I mean, everything. It's so technologically advanced.
All right, sounds good. And how long will you be staying there for?
I will be staying there a total of 3 days, getting the whole picture, and I want to, you know, talk to some of the managers there and some of the insiders and kind of get the info of how this hotel is run and what it takes to run this hotel.
Wow, this is going to be fun stuff and interesting.
Well, did you see the remote controls the toilet?
There is a heater, a warmer on the toilet that you can control from the remote. It is so technologically advanced. I mean, they take the whole meeting out of, you know, a leisurely hotel. I mean, literally, you don't have to leave your bed to check out, is how advanced this is.
Cool, man. Sounds good. Okay. Sounds good. Can't wait to hear about that. All right, let's jump into the main topic of the iPad. Jay and Glenn, we'll start with Jay, with your opinion first with the iPad. What's your opinion on it, mate?
Oh man, if I was to start, I would like to say this. All of my fellow techs out there, get over it. I think the iPad is an amazing tool. I've heard a lot of people, you know, talk about, you know, the bulkiness and you know, it's bigger and I can just use my iPhone. That's not the concept Steve Jobs had. I mean, he said in his keynote, if anyone tuned in, that Apple has gone in the direction of mobile devices. I mean, they are all about mobile devices, and it's true, and that is something that they excel at. When we look at the iPad, it's a lot of features. Of course, the apps, it resembles the iPhone so much. But, I mean, think 3D. Let's say, you know, we got the iPhone on one screen, and the other screen we have this new device that is tablet size, you know, what is it, 9.11 inches, I think, or something like that.
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure what size it is.
But I mean, it's about as thin as, you know, a couple of sheets of paper. It's like a half inch thick. It comes with a case that looks like a folder, you know.
Yeah.
Everyone carries the 3-prong folders to school. And I mean, imagine that. No textbooks. imagine no pencil, no paper, imagine no keyboard and mouse, and you can do all your schoolwork, you can surf the internet, you can, you know, use it as a book reader, an amazing book reader, and all of it is cloud technology. I mean, everything basically surrounds the cloud. Not only that, but they offer, you know, the internet packages. I heard they were starting at $14.99, if I'm not mistaken, and that was for 250 megs, which is not a lot if you think about it from a gamer's point of view or a, you know, intense computer user's point of view. But if you're looking, if you're downloading books and you're downloading, you know, PDFs and that type of stuff, you're talking about, you know, 1-2 megabytes most. I mean, you're going to get a lot of use out of this $14.99 package. And then we look at the $39.99, or what is it? It's $29.99 package, which is unlimited. I mean, come on. You have the internet at your fingertips at all times. Now, let's go a little, let's back up a little bit and look at the netbooks. When the netbooks first came out, they were amazing. You know what? For all intents and purposes, they sucked. I honestly believe if there was a netbook to come out, my expectations would have been set a lot higher than what they were. You couldn't really do any gaming. You couldn't really do very much multitasking. It was just a screen and a connection to the internet, right?
Yeah.
On this thing, you have unlimited amount of, you know, potential for apps, and there's so many different integrated things. Not only that, but for sales, I mean, you can buy just about anything you want, music, movies, you know, applications, all from this one device. You know, and I am the biggest Windows freak there ever was, but honestly, it just works. I mean, the iPad just works. You don't have to worry about, you know, necessarily viruses. You don't really have to worry about, you know, hardware conflicts. Or you don't have to worry about, you know, upgrading your operating system. You don't have to worry about driver. I mean, none of that. It just works. One thing that I do see, and this is, you know, potentially in the future, there's a lot of things that we expected for the iPad that was missing. I'll give you a few. Let's say GPS. You know, I would love to see GPS, especially as fantastic as the maps looks on this device. A webcam. I mean, everyone was disappointed when there wasn't at least a front-facing webcam on there. But, you know, hey, that could come later. I was actually shocked and surprised how the keyboard, you know, if you wanted a keyboard, you can get, you know, buy a keyboard. The iPad slides into it, you know, almost like a charging dock, which it is, and it honestly, it turns itself into its own, you know, desktop computer, let's say, or laptop computer. I was very thrilled about that. It is not a power gaming machine. It's not. It's not a, you know, intensive purpose corporate America workstation, right? It's not. That's not the direction that we're going into. That's not the direction that Apple's going into. It is a mobile device that has just been taken so far to the next level, it's ridiculous. You guys, what are your thoughts?
All right, Glenn, over to you. You can go first, mate.
Okay. All right, well, I'll start off with sort of the features it has. I like how they took the original sort of iPhone and iPod Touch apps, and they sort of completely did away with them, took the basic idea, and then rebuilt them into more, I'd say, taking advantage of the features of the iPad. What I like is the e-reader. I like the e-books feature because iBooks feature is really nice because you can, with the tap of your finger, download a book, read it. It gets added to your bookshelf, really graphical, nicely done, laid out. And you can just, with the tap of your finger, read a book, look over it. It's really nice. I also like how they, what they did with the newspapers. You can, with the tap of your finger, look at a newspaper, read over it, flip through the different categories, and then flip to maybe a different newspaper, another article or a magazine or something like that. So I like what they did with that. I think that's pretty good, but one thing that people were complaining about was actually Flash. And Flash was something that a lot of people really wanted to see in this, and also the iPod and the iPhone. But, the thing about it is that Flash is really the sort of buggy. And if you watched Chris Verla's video, which he posted a few hours ago, he was talking about how Apple and Flash don't really get along that well. I mean, Flash tends to crash, and you can use it quite well. I mean, it very rarely crashes for what I use it for. But, I mean, when it does crash, it gets really annoying. And Apple's tried to fix this. They've gone through different things trying to fix this, and they've got it pretty well worked out. But the overall way that Flash works in Apple products, it doesn't work well, and it crashes a lot. And I think that that's one of the reasons why they want to get rid of it or try to use different things with these iPods and iPhones and the iPad, because it really just crashes and it's not stable enough for the devices. And speaking of the webcam, actually, there was something in the developer pack when people when you want to develop a application for the iPad, people found that there was some bug or something that Apple had put into there. Maybe they were working on this front-facing camera, but they had the option to actually take a photo. If you tapped on a person's name, there were two different options to either select a photo or take one. And when you open it up, it gives you the option to take a photo, but obviously there's no camera, so it just shows black. But I mean, maybe they were working on it. Maybe that's going to be the next model. I don't know. But I think that overall with this device, I think it's really promising. I want to see what applications are made for it and what people take advantage of the device for. And I think that it's really promising. I think that it could do really well. And I think that it's a good device. So, yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, my opinion on the iPad, I personally think it's a net. Are they calling it a netbook? Do you think it's a netbook?
I'm not sure. I hope
no.
not.
I hope not. But no.
Concepts there.
Yeah. It is
Apple
there. You know, me personally, I would have no use for it because I have a netbook, and you know, the netbook doesn't mean anything for me. What it needs to be done on it, and. Jay, do you reckon you'll ever move over to Apple software like the Windows base full time if you like this iPad?
Well, it depends. I really like Windows 7. I really yep. like the direction Microsoft is going into. I don't like their whole legacy application stickler that they have.
Mm.
If they get rid of that, I mean, they could take it. They could take Microsoft so far. And Apple, you know, Apple proved it. Apple said, you know, let's take it to the next level. And they did. I think the goal right now in technology, as far as computing, is another way to get rid of the mouse and the keyboard. What is the next level?
Mm.
Apple proved that with the iPhone.
Yeah,
And the iPod Touch. They did. It's the accelerometer and the technology that we have, you know, at the cost that we have it, that these guys have to manufacture it. I mean, it's great. This is the time, you know, all concepts should break loose. Now, on the same level, Apple's not the only one who has developed, you know, touch concept and, you know, this ingenuine in the last, you know, 5 years. Let's not forget, you know, Microsoft Surface. Although it hasn't took off and bloomed like we all, well, at least me, I thought and I hoped it would, you know, there's still a lot of technology behind some of the, you know, concepts that are out there that we have. It's kind of funny, you know, if we had a, you know, wooden car or a stone car like they did in the Flintstones, and we were to say, hey, how do we take this to the next level? Well, let's stop using our foot, you know, let's stop running this big stone. Let's, you know, create something that, you know, is motorized or will go by itself, which was the next level. In computing, look, where do we start at? Oh, man, look at the Lisa and the Commodore 64, how far we've come into computing. And I mean, the last, I would honestly say the last 10 years comfortably, we have came so far. I mean, computers today that you could buy for $300 and $200 and, you know, $100, you know, also, you know, 5-10 years ago, it would cost you thousands. They would cost you thousands. A lot of people couldn't afford computers. Today, they're so cheap on the market, and we're talking about, you know, I can tell you right now, when I first got into gaming, the biggest thing that was out, it was Pentium 4. And this is when I'm talking about extreme gaming. You know, Pentium 4 had just, you know, hit the market, and it was fast. You know, it was horrible compared to some of the chips we have today. But then came the dual core. And oh no, it was hyper-threading. And oh my goodness, hyper-threading was so much better. I mean, if any of us look at a Pentium 4 chip with hyper-threading right now, we could get anything done. I mean, it's the technology right now with running apps requires so much more. They're so much more elegant and so much more sexy and attractive to the everyday person that we had to take it to the next level. What then happened? We went to quad cores, and you know, man, the quad cores just screamed, and we could do so much more. And then all of a sudden, it was like, let's do more. You know, DirectX 10 hit the market, and we had all these new visualizations, you know, out there with gaming. And hey, we need something faster. And then we came out, you know, Core 2 Duos and you know, Core 2 Extremes and all these. But not only did we have the hardware, we had the software to take advantage of it. They became a lot more power saving. They became a lot more less intensive CPU wise. The processes started getting a lot more streamlined. And I mean, just take it to the next level. What's next? It's all cloud computing. That's the era that we're in right now. We're in the beginning of cloud computing. Everything's on the cloud. And I had mentioned this the other day on a webcast with Bruce Naylor from Frugal Tech. I had told him, I said, Bruce, I said, you know, the funny thing is out the last 3 years, all of my collection of software, everything that I've bought, all of my application, tax software, everything, I said, I have on my laptop. If I was to destroy my laptop, throw it in a tub, that you know, just cream the hard drive, throw it in a shredder, I could buy a brand new laptop and bring every single thing down from the cloud. I said, that is amazing. That is a leap forward. How it's so easy to back up, restore, replace, you know, and that's just the next level. And that's where I see Apple coming in. And I mean, Steve Jobs said they are pioneers. They've came out with this nice, it's attractive, it's sexy, it's appealing to the audience and, you know, the younger crowds, the older crowds, and it's easy to use, and it just works. It just works. Now, am I saying that the iPad is the end all? No, absolutely not. You know, right now, I think the iPad is missing a lot. If I was to go out right now, would I buy one? If they had it, absolutely I would. I would want to take advantage of some of the things that Apple's providing. I think it's interesting. I would love to use it. You know, in a couple of years, I definitely would love to see Apple do more as far as multitasking, do more as far as, you know, visualization and graphics with games, you know, on a device this thin, this sexy, this attractive. That would be amazing. But that's the next level. That's what we're looking at Apple saying, hey, you know, these guys are coming out with creative things. And, you know, Steve Jobs is just saying, haha, just wait, there's more. And I love that. You know, the iPad is a prodigy of our environment. I mean, that is where we are today. And let me tell you, I would love to see what Apple brings to the table tomorrow. With the iPhone, we had the iPhone 3G, and then we had the iPhone 3GS that had, you know, additional hardware, additional features. Wait until the iPad 2. Wait until the iPad, you know, 3, or the next level of what Apple's going to bring. A lot of people were concerned about, is this all it can do? Wow, we got a new iBook store. Is that it? Let me tell you, the iPad as it is right now is going to be able to do so much more. Apple will never put all their chips in one basket. There is always something that they have behind the tables. I mean, look at any of their new technologies right now. Look at the iMacs. I mean, look at what they can do. Look how attractive they are. Look how much more they've came along, you know. Me as a Microsoft fanatic, we used to always complain about Apple not being able to upgrade our hardware, not be able to use multiple vendors of software, not be able to do this. But they have literally crushed Microsoft in terms of, you know, applications. They've came out and they said, you don't need Sony Vegas or Adobe. You don't need to have to choose. All you need is a piece of software, a piece of hardware that works. If it works and it's great, that's all you need. You don't need multiple music players. You don't need Real Player. You don't need Windows Media Player. All you need is iTunes. and it just works. And that's the concept that I love behind Apple, and I'm so thrilled, and I congratulate Steve Jobs for the iPad. And you know, I want to see right now, I want to see the schools take advantage of this, like they did the little, I don't know the name of them either, the little white laptops. You know, if you were a freshman in high school, you got one of these. I would love to see that in colleges. I would love to see the iPad, you know, in places right now where we can get rid of books. I mean, you can go to Barnes and Nobles and sit there with your iPad and buy books, or you can go, you know, to Walmart. You can go to your coffee shop, sit and enjoy every piece of content that is given to you from the net. And I also wanted to comment on the Flash. You know what, Flash? We have been so dependent on Flash. Because there really wasn't any other comparison out there. There honestly, there wasn't. Right now, I am looking at HTML5, and I am hoping, and you know, I am backing HTML5 100%. If they can pull off the same thing that Flash has pulled off, but make it cleaner, make it more reliable, make it easier on processes and system resources, that would be the best marriage to the iPad. I mean, that would be just amazing. But, you know, iPad for the win. Microsoft, come on, you guys are lagging. Where are you guys at?
Yeah, I don't know. I agree on some things there with you, Jay. I agree with the iPad. It will be good to use. I still think it looks like it's a bigger version of the iPod Touch. We've added a few features to it,
you know, and that's true. You know, if you look at it, if you take a lot of the concepts the iPhone has, it's a bigger iPod or iPhone, and you're absolutely right. But it has so much more potential than the iPhone. It's not a little bitty, you know, screen that you can barely see. It's not very good to watch videos. And don't get me wrong, the iPhone is a great tool. The iPhone is a mobile tool. It's a phone.
Yeah.
You got to take that into consideration. It is one of the best mobile phones out there, bar none. And that is Jay Scholl saying that live, bar none. And look at the iPad. The iPad is not a mobile phone.
No.
It is one of the best communication devices, the best internet browsing tools that's out there. A lot of people, you know, would much prefer, like you, Brad, a netbook. But you know what? If I can get my freaking iPad in a slim line and open it like a book and actually take notes like I would if I'm writing on a piece of paper, that is amazing to me. That is amazing. I don't have a keyboard. I love keyboards. I mean, everyone who has a computer now has used a keyboard in their life or is currently using a keyboard. This is the next level, and it looks so attractive to me.
Yeah, all right. Well, we'll see what happens when it comes out in here in Australia and also even America. But, yeah, I can't really say much. I can't really hate on it that yet anyway, because I still haven't sort of, you know, played with it and stuff, so I can't really say much about it.
Give it until CES 2011, and let's see what Apple brings to the table.
All right. Okay, well, this has been episode 19. Glenn, thanks very much for coming on. Is Glenn still there?
Yeah.
Okay, Glenn, you want to add anything?
Thanks for having me on.
That's cool, mate. Do you want to add anything before we go?
Not really. It was a good episode.
All right, cool, man. And what about you, Jay? You want to add anything before you go, mate?
iPad for the win. All my techs, give it a chance. And you guys tuning in, do not forget, March the 18th, we are going to do a special for Tech Webcast at the Area Hotel and Resort in Las Vegas, Nevada. This is the newest technologically advanced hotel. And hey, it's in Vegas.
Vegas, wow, that's going to be cool. Going to be cool, very cool. All right, mate, thanks for coming on. This has been episode 19 of the Bill 57 podcast. Jay, what is your Twitter address so people can follow you on Twitter?
You can follow me at J_Scholls at Twitter.
Cool, man. All right, follow him on Twitter. And Glenn, what's your website address and Twitter, mate?
My website is www.flashpointgaming.com. And my Twitter is FP Gaming.
All right, cool. All right, here is a little ad that Bo made. Thanks for coming on, guys. That was a great episode by you guys, and great chatting.
Thank you, Brad.
Thank you.
Network around the world.